This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo. And Mike, good morning. I've been away for a week, so I haven't really kept up much. Kind of take me back. How did the week go? And I know you had to dodge a few raindrops for people that went out.
Well, Don, early in the week, we had very productive trips, good tide movement, clean water, the availability to fish anywhere you liked. You could catch them on shrimp on a drop shot or plastic on a drop shot. I caught them from Lake Bourne to the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain. They were pretty much everywhere. Limited out early, a couple of days, and went into the marsh and found some redfish. There's a lot of small redfish in the marsh, but they're fun to catch and easy to release. So that's looking good on our redfish production. The latter half of the week, when the rain was just consistent and the wind really picked up, I stayed home.
good advice. Mike, now you're a Lake Pontchartrain contact, and, you know, Lake Pontchartrain fishermen have a new fishing spot, the CCA, in conjunction with Chevron Oil and Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and Pontchartrain Materials and St. Tammany Parish, created a new fishing spot off Goose Point, which is easily accessible from the Mandeville and Lacombe areas, which is a little further west than you normally go. But you do have some fishing experience, because I think this is the 8th reef that's in Lake Pontchartrain. Talk about fishing reefs for people that want to take advantage of those.
Well, Don, we have reefs in the area that I fish between the bridges. There's a couple of reefs. And oddly enough, they don't get as much pressure as the bridges do. I think fishermen like to see visible structure. But those reefs do produce fish. They're not hard to find. They're going to be well marked. CCA is going to publish the GPS coordinates to find them. And all you got to do is find those reefs, locate where they are, and utilize a slip cork. We've been talking about slip corks for many years. They're very effective. They're not very difficult to set up. I'm sure somebody on YouTube has a video on how to put one together. And very easy to do. You won't get snagged in those rocks. And those reefs will be very productive, even when the trout move further east. Later in the summer when they're spawning, those reefs are going to still hold drum, flounder, sheephead. There'll be a variety of fish around them.
Yep. You know, I haven't heard you talk much this spring about fishing those platforms in Lake Bourne. Have you spent any time doing that, or has anyone done any good at those areas?
Well, the bridges have been so productive, and they're right out of my back door. It's really easy to go fish the bridges. Now, during the weekend, summer, Sundays, or when we have lots of people, I'll venture to those platforms in Lake Bourne. I did make a couple of trips out to those platforms, and they were just as productive. A lot of times the oil companies put shell reefs down on the bottom, shell pads down on the bottom near those platforms, and it's really not much different than the reefs that CCA just built in Lake Pontchartrain. But they attract fish. They hold fish. It's sort of the first link in the food chain that'll keep fish in an area.
Right. Mike, Sheree, if you would pull up that that text asking about the fishing guides in their businesses. We got a complimentary text in about all of you captains that do the reporting, not only being good fishermen and help people, but you're also very good businessmen. And they mentioned in there Warren Buffett attributes focus was the one word. What I've done and written about is two things. Clear thinking and hard work are the two most important things that I can attribute to my successes. In a few words, how would you sum up why Captain Mike Gallo is a successful businessman?
Well, I tell you, Don, I came up in retail, worked in retail where I was the one speaking to the customer, and then I was the one performing to the work. So obviously you better deliver on what you say you're going to deliver. And it's no different in fishing. You know, the good times of year to fish, and you fish as often as you can. When it's difficult, heat of summer or dead of winter, you're honest with the clientele, let them know what the possibilities are. And then obviously you need to deliver if the customer decides to go fishing on those particular days. I remember an instance, and you know, my wife's in upper management with a very large bank right here in Louisiana. But I do remember her telling me many years ago that I needed a mission statement. And this was before Katrina. And I thought about it for a couple of weeks. And I came back and I told her, I said, I got a mission statement. Would you like me to read it to you? And she said, yeah, go get it. I'll read it to you. Or read it for me. And I said, well, I don't have to go get anything. I have it memorized. And she said, even better. Let me hear it. And I said, do unto others as you would have them do to you. And she said, I don't think that's a good mission statement. So we had to agree to disagree because I've been following that ever since.
Spoken like a true banker, huh? No, that's the golden rule. You can't go wrong with that, and I can see that in you, Mike. You treat your customers very well. You put their concerns first, and with your no-fish guarantee, and you customize the trips. Yeah, I think that would certainly be one of the most important things that's made you so successful. Well, Mike, thank you for giving us that report and sharing a little bit of insight on baseball, on your business. If you would, tell us how to get you. They can find you on my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. But if they want to go direct or chat with you on the phone, tell them that info.
My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, and good luck with that beady-eyed bird.
Yeah, well, the beady-eyed bird season is over for me, but not for the Kansans up here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.